This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gavin McGinnis. So here is the new Netflix series, Dear White People. This isn't as condescending as the MTV deal that was similar, saying whites are inherently evil. Only they can be racist. They are scum. And you're like, is this a joke, trying to turn whites into racist? I think there's some of that, too. It's just all balkanization, folks. We should really, really say no to it. But here's what Gavin was bringing up.
Pirates, slutty nurse, any of our first 43 presidents. Top of the list of unacceptable costumes, me.
Dear white people, and again, I mean, Gavin, it's the condescension. Do these people realize everything they're doing is blowing up in their face? Or is it just that old, weird, mentally ill hippies who are worth hundreds of millions in Hollywood are so guilt-driven that they don't even know what they're doing, so they're doubling down on what they already did that blew them up?
I don't know. I mean, my theory is that a lot of these TV execs are divorced women with an axe to grind. They're divorced liberal Democrats, and they don't like men. They hate white men because it reminds them of their ex-husband. And they're just out for revenge. It's not – the free market doesn't want that show. I mean, look at the number of dislikes that trailer has on YouTube. It's something like 30,000 to 2,000 likes. It's probably the most rejected video in the history of YouTube trailers. And it's because – it doesn't make sense. I mean, you're going to come to a party because you found the costumes offensive and you're going to destroy all our PA system? What's that, $1,500 you just destroyed because you've decided?
As if white people are really having blackface parties. I mean, I've never I grew up in the South, never heard of such a thing.
It's probably happened 6 times in the past 10 years. But every time you see it, it gets blown up. It's all over the news. And the next thing you know, they're pretending that it's a trend.
And how do we know it isn't leftists doing false flags? They're always getting caught putting crosses in the yard or swastikas on the Jewish dorm. I mean, what, 900 times out of one, I mean, it's staged.
And here's the other crazy thing no one would ever bring up. Blackface isn't offensive. It's just a given that it's offensive because it's related to Jim Crow. But if you go back and you look the way they did it in the 1800s, 20% of the time they were insulting. But the other 80%, it was somewhat reverent. It was just like a man dressing up as a woman in a play. And then in Europe, we've got Black Pete. And we've had the black and white minstrel show in Britain right up until the 80s. These people, all they know is the taboos.
And taking offense. And it's worse than you say. 275,000 plus dislikes.
Yeah, I was 10 times off. I was saying it was a tenth of that. But here's the deal. If you're offended, it's beholden upon you to justify why you're offended and explain it to the rest of
the
world.
By the way, you weren't wrong, though. You looked at it a few days ago. Now it's 10 times that.
Yeah, it'll be 10 times that soon, too. I don't see this show airing. I mean, the vitriol behind it, because I think Americans are sick of this.
That's my next question. When do they figure out everything they're doing is making it worse for them?
That's a good question, because they just got Trump reelected. All these Antifa dudes in Berkeley and the guys pepper spraying me and the guys going up and grabbing MAGA hats and punching Nazis in the face, as they put it, just gets them reelected because we realize these spoiled brats are out of control. Rolling a garbage into the street because you hate capitalism says to the rest of America, re-elect Trump. And, I mean, I'll eat my MAGA hat if he doesn't win in 2020.
Sure, well, unless they kill him. But you know, I'm seeing mega massive amounts of, quote, minorities blowing up and saying, we're sick of all this race crap. We just want prosperity. Stop it.
I mean, what was Obama? It was 8 years of, okay, I'm going to give you a chance. Here's your side of the argument. Go nuts. And then we look after 8 years, the economy's had a brutal recovery, worst recovery ever. We see way more racism. I mean, talking about white supremacy and Nazis, it sounds like it's 1945 again. He sent us back half a century.
Well, he's on every day. It's, of course, the website, compoundmedia.com. Gavin McGinnis, I'm Alex Jones. Gavin, thanks for joining us. And my kids, say hi. You know, the 12 and 14-year-olds love you, but adults love you, too. I just love the work you're doing. God bless you. We appreciate you.
Thanks,
Gavin. Big guest coming up. Stay with us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Shinzo Abe is the Prime Minister of Japan. He met for hours with Trump a few months ago when he was just president-elect. They talked about hugging each other in the big love fest. For the Japanese, that's a big deal for Trump to talk like that. And the Japanese made basically a behind-the-scenes deal. Little bird told me, strategically, the Pentagon already wanted for Japan to really link up with the United States against China, who is very expansionist right now, and with Russia behind the scenes, and to bring down the EU, that's basically a George Soros Rothschild combine, and to bring down globalism worldwide and go back to nation states and back to trading with each other and doing, the individual trade deals, not the big blanket ones. Wave our rights. It's a very magic time right now. It's not that Trump's perfect. He's just not out to get us. And again, it looks like he's going back to old American plans. America was the cutting edge of all this. The Heritage Foundation, other neocon fake conservative groups go, oh, us having no controls over trade is free trade. But everybody else gives us screw jobs. No. This is going to be reciprocal. This is going to be a two-way street for everybody. This is the beginning of prosperity coming back if we take it in our hands. talk to Mr. Rappaport, investigative journalist, about this in a moment and more. But first, since we mentioned it, here he is earlier with the Prime Minister.
Developed a great friendship when we met in New York City at Trump Tower. We spoke for a long, long period of time. And when I greeted him today at the car, I was saying, I shook hands, but I grabbed him and hugged him because that's the way we feel. We have a very, very good bond, very, very good chemistry. I'll let you know if it changes, but I don't think it will. So I just want to thank the Prime Minister for being here. We're going to be meeting your wife in a very short period of time, and I look very much forward to that. And I want to thank everybody in the room. We're going to have a tremendous relationship, long-term relationship of mutual benefit with Japan. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you. See, folks, the globalists fear virile energy. They also fear the feminine energy. It's the human energy. And they fear real bonds and real oaths. And everything is about playing us down, making us feel weak, making us feel like we're all robots, we're all programmable, we're all broken, we're all failed. But with Trump, especially in person, the magnetism is clear that he really does care about you and he cares about himself. But he's not going to be run over. He likes to dominate bad people. And that's why the elite are so scared of him. He doesn't care about special interests or money he's offered. He lost hundreds of millions of dollars just to run, just to pay for it himself. And Howard Stern says, well, Trump never told me this, but I think he just wanted a publicity stunt. No, he put his family and himself through hell, and he's real, and he's making alliances that are absolutely on target. And so this is an amazing time to be alive. And the Japanese absolutely sense it. They see it, and it's a genuineness, too. It's not America lecturing Japan and telling Japan what to do after they were conquered in World War II. That's all over. That's why there were signals at Pearl Harbor not attacking Japan this year at the memorial and everything. That's all done after 70-plus years. Okay, there's a whole new alliance. And I can see the alliance. I also know about the alliance. Because here's the deal. China had a deal to get all the industrial jobs, but none of the military. They broke their deal. They were given the Panama Canal, everything. So they broke their globalist deal. And Trump's like, look, globalism's a double cross of America. I'm taking it over. I'm negotiating every other deal. Instead of America being disengaged, it's going to be more engaged now, but on a two-way street. He's not going to do deals to exploit a third world country. He's going to do deals that raise their wages and raise ours. Actually, the original plan of globalism 60 years ago was sold as a plan to do that, but it was always a double cross. And Trump knows all this. Trump has been advised by the people that were there at the time it all happened. I'm going to leave it at that. But Nixon filled him in on the master plan in the 80s and the 90s. Roy Cohn figured, the New World Order is scared, folks. They're really scared right now. Trump has the whole battle plan. He has all the generals around him. He's got the whole thing down, and it's an incredible time. Now, I just wanted to have him on briefly because I want to put out as one piece, I think we broke it in two yesterday. My fault, I had it broken in two. The hour that John Rappaport, investigative journalist at NoMoreFakeNews.com, heard about that from him 15 years ago before the media called it that, breaking down the big secret here that the colleges are meant to make you mentally ill, meant to basically destroy your minds. He's put the pieces together. So I want to spend some time on that, but really just to direct you to the larger piece he wrote for Infowars.com. The number one mind control program at U.S. colleges is that the whole thing is a mind control program. The unspoken secret plan in sight. If you're a college student or have a child at college, read this. This is why they seem like such closeted, and by closeted, I mean never out of their closet, gibbering, scared of the sunlight people, is because this is the model they want for all of us. The coffin apartments, the drugging, all of it. So I want to get into this briefly, the limited time we have with him. And then also, you know, put up on screen some of the videos from yesterday. In fact, I'm going to have him repost both pieces from the third hour yesterday or fourth hour and put that as a separate article with this on InfoWars because he really laid it all out in riveting fashion. It was kind of horrifying at the same time because I know all the stuff he's talking about. It's all true. But there he is as an investigative journalist putting all the pieces together. It's one thing to have all the pieces laid out and know they're all horrible, but he just put them all together yesterday, and it was just like very positive to know the plan, but also like, my God, it's even worse than I thought. It's so premeditated. It's an attempt to end consciousness. So, John, good to have you with us here briefly today. So much to get into with the whole state of the world, but briefly, what you've discovered in a nutshell. Kind of condense that hour down yesterday into what the colleges really are.
They're psychiatric clinics now, Alex. That's the deal. Because this statistic at the top of the article, 25% of all college students in America now have either been diagnosed with a mental disorder or treated for a mental disorder. That's a total takeover. Because now you're talking about tremendously toxic drugs that cause violence, that cause people to be debilitated and confused and just out of their minds, basically. That's psychiatry. That's what it is. I document it step by step in the article. So when these kids are now running around screaming, I'm triggered, I need a safe space, that was a microaggression.
They're teaching them how to be gibbering idiot basket cases.
Yeah, and also the drugs are doing it to them. Because some of this is not these kids just, you know, adopting the role of a victim and saying, now I can just do anything I want to and everybody will take care of me. Some of it is the effects of the psychiatric drugs that they've been prescribed and are taking that just drive them nuts, because that's what these drugs do. The kids were not nuts to begin with. They had problems. Problems studying. What about dating?
But those are normal problems of development, as you point out.
Absolutely. And you work your way through that. Or you talk to somebody who's smarter than you are, and they help you along. But instead, you wander into the counseling center, and before you know it, somebody's diagnosed you as bipolar or clinical depression or ADHD, and bang, 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 you've got drugs, and now you're in the system, and now these kids don't know up from down. They're just driven crazy.
So well, what it is, it's the George W. Bush bipartisan New Freedom Initiative of 2004, which seeks to put half the kids by 2020 or young people on psychotropics. This is the total PSYOP takeover.
That's right. It's also the brain initiative of Obama and starting all these new mental health clinics all over America. Yeah, empowering destruction. That's what this freedom initiative is all about. Of course, Bush didn't have a clue himself, but he was guided through it by other people.
Well, he himself now is reportedly just completely mentally ill. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe he's on the drugs, too. And in fact, you know, during my hour yesterday, the boys over there put up, some really insane comments by congressional representatives in America, a little montage of all that. What are these people taking? I mean, we need an accountant.
Yeah, since when does it's not even an issue that in the same press conference, Bush is still president, according to Pelosi and Waters. Trump helped Putin bomb Korea. I mean, and then these people are crazy.
Yeah. So some of this might be the result of that. But the bottom line on the article and the investigation that I did is that psychiatry itself is an extension of the MKUltra program, the CIA. It's just coming out all in the open and making it public. You've got 300 mental disorders listed in the psychiatric Bible.
Yeah, they say if I oppose Obamacare because it's a ripoff written by insurance companies with death panels and IRS enforcement and penalties, that I have this opposition to authority disorder.
That's right. So if you were, somebody else, before you knew it, you would be on these drugs, and you would be diagnosed, and you would be debilitated, and you would be crazy. And then they would make more diagnoses and give you more drugs. And this gets tremendously heavy. I mean, we're talking about destruction of the country, folks, from the inside.
And by the way, let's go down to the really young kids. There was a top psychiatrist about 4 years ago came out in WOAI TV and radio. It was big in San Antonio, and he said, listen, I'm doing this 20 years. We take perfectly healthy kids that are 4 or 5 years old. Maybe their parents spanked them, might be bad parents, might have even beat them up or something. Point is, we put them on a couple drugs, then they're on 6, 7 drugs, then they're having seizures, and a few years later they're dead from the drugs by the time they're 10 years old. The parents might have been bad parents. Nobody's debating they're bad parents. The point is that you drug them so much they're dead by the time they're 10 years old.
Exactly. And now we're talking about the, Risperdal, the neuroleptics. They're also called major tranquilizers or antipsychotics.
That's it. They're putting them on anti-seizure drugs now. It's so hardcore.
That's
because
right.
The other cocktail gives them seizures, so now let's just totally drug them until they're taking, stuff that literally eats your neurons.
You know, it occurred to me that all this crazy stuff about zombies in America and that trend and how people are just so caught up in it and so forth, that this is kind of a description of what we're talking about here. Yeah, these people are making zombies. That's what they're doing, the psychiatrists. That's their job. That's what they do.
And they're selling those of us that are still conscious to accept the new cultural meme that there are going to be zombies that have to be exterminated. So this is a mass culling being prepared as the military trains to kill zombies.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, without proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
What do we call this segment? We put it on Facebook and YouTube, and it's so big, I don't know what you call it. The truth about why colleges are falling apart, the truth about why colleges are creating mental patients. I mean, what do you call this? Because you've got all the documents in your article. It's admitted they're trying to create psychological basket cases to make us more manageable, but it actually creates the breakdown of society because now you've got a bunch of crazy people. So, I mean, I'm not saying every psychologist or psychiatrist is a bad person, but undoubtedly it's being used for social control just as it was in Russia or Nazi Germany. I mean, there's no doubt we're the most drugged, most psychiatrically controlled public in the world, and statistically, psychologists and psychiatrists have the highest levels of suicide and mental illness themselves. I mean, this is almost like a virus of insanity, not letting people go through their rite of passages.
That's right. Anytime there's a slight bit of a problem, we got to get diagnosed. And then, like I said at the top, these kids now have license to say, well, I'm a victim. So now I don't have to do well in school. Now I see why I was having problems with this, that, and the other thing, because I have this condition. And so now I'm a victim for the rest of my life. What a horrible thing to do to a kid and make them, you know, give them an out to the point where they don't have to deal with their own problems.
Should act like these designations and diagnoses are like awards or something.
That's right. They wear them like a badge of honor. And they can share, well, what do you have? Well, this is what I have, and that's what I'm taking. What are you taking?
So when we were young, we had baseball cards. Now you have the little mental illnesses.
That's right. That's what you're trading with. And then, well, you think you've got a problem.
You think you got a Daryl Strawberry. Well, I got a Mickey Mantle.
Exactly. My mental condition is much worse than yours because they have me on antipsychotics, right? And somebody was just telling me yesterday a story about how, you know, somebody who started out in college with a few little problems about study ended up on several of these drugs.
Oh, I know women that have a cesarean and then they try to put them on drugs. They're saying, you're going to be a little depressed because you can't walk around a lot for the next few weeks. How about this new drug? Or people are in a car wreck now and their back gets hurt. They go, how about some drugs?
And then you get kids that absolutely can't study anymore. Now it's forget it because they're on these drugs. They're going up. They're going down. They're going sideways. Sometimes they're hallucinating and they're sitting with a book in the library. Forget it. So now they've got to look for something else. What group can I belong to? Can I throw a rock through a plate glass window? Is that going to get me any kind of status? Now you have an underlying force, a pharmaceutical force that's destroying the young of the country and giving rise to some of this completely insane behavior. That's where it is.
Well, I'm going to post your interview from yesterday or the hour you hosted InfoWars.com as one piece. What should we call it? Maybe the same as your headline, the number one mind control program at U.S. colleges discovered? Or I mean, what do we call it?
Yeah, that or how colleges are destroying your children's minds. Something
or like emergency report or like proof, you know, colleges ruining America.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying colleges weren't good or there aren't still some good degrees. It's just they are basket case facilities. They don't just teach basket weaving or have you go play with Play-Doh if you see something you're upset by. They're literally arresting development and treating you like someone who's had a lobotomy.
That's right. Or if you haven't, you'll soon need one. 25%, remember this now, 25% of all college students in America have been diagnosed with a mental disorder or treated for a mental disorder. Like I said, now you're talking about universities and colleges that are pharmaceutically controlled. They are captives of the pharmaceutical cartel, and they are all psychiatric clinics. That's what this has become.
By the way, I mean, I've been inside the UT more secretive areas of the psychology department. That's admitted. They know that. Kids going to the school are just there to be processed and programmed, and they don't have real degrees now, so all it is like the football game. It's all just like a giant corporate brainwashing facility, and the professors know that. It's what's crazy.
I had a professor contact me and tell me after yesterday's show, absolutely right. This is what's happening. This is what's happening at his university, and it's happening all over the country. So any parent out there, why you would want to send your kid to college where this is prevalent, I mean, that, you know.
Why would you send your kid to a nun house? Because I've talked to people that have worked at the state hospital and stuff. My dad worked there in his internship.
It's the same
thing. You start feeling crazy when you've been there a few months yourself.
And you look around and you see, go to a campus, like you said, walk around, see what's happening, look in the eyes of all these kids. What are you seeing? And then imagine that you're there for months or years. You don't even have to be diagnosed to feel like you're out of your mind because that's the environment you're in. everybody's a psychiatric case.
Well, and I got to say, because I've been to the university, it's almost, it's not a cliche, it's true. The Asians, on average, are almost like immune. They're just getting their scientific degree and ignoring everything else and getting out of there. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Great job. We'll talk to you again soon. Your report, 12 pages of truth, true to force. Everybody should get it out today. The number one mind control program at U.S. colleges. Get this out to everybody you know who's in high school, their parents as well. We got Paul Watson coming up.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Paul has filed a really important report that I want to play here in a minute and break down. And then I want to hit a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to yet on this Friday edition. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I'll be filing a bunch of special reports tomorrow. Tomorrow is my birthday, but I'm going to be spending my birthday, because that's what I want to do, working from about 9 a.m. To about 3 p.m., and then I'm going to go back and celebrate my birthday and my youngest daughter's birthday that comes pretty close to mine. And I don't say that to act tough or cool or say, oh, you work so hard. I mean, that's my birthday. That's what I want, is to battle the globalists. I want to file a special report that's going to be airing on Monday when we announce big news about treasonous operatives inside the Trump White House and get the president's attention and try to really do this country and the world a big service. So, you know, these are big things. These are, look, the Super Bowl makes billions of dollars, but in the future of the country, we do things here on a monthly basis that are bigger for the future of humanity than the Super Bowl. I mean, really, that's why I take it real serious. I'm mad at myself that I haven't succeeded enough. I have nightmares about it. And people are like, oh, man, you've done so much. No. That's an example of will. I've got the will, and you've got the will to defeat these tyrants. Our will is greater than theirs, but we have to put it into action. We have to take action. We have to be, you know, heads up about what we're doing. And I think about the fact that, you know, I've gotten to this level of understanding, and it's just exponential. This is such an animating contest that we're involved in. So I want to air Paul's report in a moment. First off, though, I want to really thank all the listeners and viewers for your support, but you're getting things you need. Water filtration systems are the best out there at the lowest prices. You're getting, you know, T-shirts that spread the word and help you meet like-minded people. You're getting really high-quality supplements and things like that. And I'm going to play a clip in a moment that's particularly powerful. It's a shorter clip. The long clip's up on Infowars.com with that Shia LaBeouf, or however you say his name. Because of so many drugs being used and attacks and everything, the museum has shut down his live feed after, I guess, a month or so of it being up. But before it got shut down, the real reason it got shut down is people are showing up, locals, and rebuking the whole propaganda situation. So that's coming up here in just a moment as well. But Super Blue is super high-quality, organic, non-fluoride toothpaste made in America by the top brand name non-fluoride toothpaste. Everybody knows the name. Quite frankly, it's the group that makes it for the folks that are up in Maine and everywhere else. But we add iodine and nanosilver to the peppermint and tea tree oil. We have a children's coming out that doesn't have the peppermint because that's a little strong for kids. Bubblegum flavors should be here in about a month. But I doubled the amount the first run thinking, oh, well, the first run's what we sold out of it in a week. Well, I guess you love it. And people were looking for this, so thank God we've got a way to fund our operation and get things out to people that really help them. This is an amazing toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver do for your gums, along with peppermint and tea tree oil and the other things. Go read the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Takes you right to the supplement page. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And again, read those reviews. They were just putting some on screen for TV viewers. It's amazing. Separately, you need DNA Force. You need BioTrue Selenium. You need Biome Defense Probiotic. We've got the best. Or Knockout, our sleep formula. Or Winter Sun, or Super Male Vitality, or Brain Force, or Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, or Bio-PCA for skin, hair, and nails. Or Vitamin Mineral Fruit Punch Fusion with amino acids. Or Lung Cleanse. These are all, or Anthroplex, or Liver Shield, or Oxy Powder, or Bone and Joint Formula, or Prostagard. Take Prostagard. Get Saw Palmetto at the recommended dose, organic, at $20 less than what you hear advertised on radio everywhere with the same dose of Saw Palmetto. And then we add, what, 8 other things, organic, known to help not just your prostate but other glands. The leading competitor you hear is like $40 on radio. This is half that price and has the same dose of just the Saw Palmetto. That's one of the things that the government even lets you say is good for the prostate. Saw Palmetto has been proven to help your prostate and overall health, and it's got a bunch of other stuff in it as well. Other thing we can make claims on is DNA Force. The BioPQQ, 170-plus studies, nerve regrowth, you name it. If you've got the money, some of our stuff's like $9.95 because it's a great low-cost herb. We give you the best. Boom, there it is. If something's expensive, it is. You know, $120-something bucks for DNA Force. Right now, it's not discounted. It's $134. Well, I mean, just one ingredient's costing like $50 a bottle, the BioPQQ. We've got the real BioPQQ from the Japanese here in the U.S., Mitsubishi America. Nobody else has got it, folks. I've been to Whole Foods. I go through there. They got this BioPQQ, that BioPQQ. It's not even real from our research. This is the BioPQQ. And it's like $40-$50 for the fake synthetic stuff at a lower dose. You understand? And that's just one of the things that's in DNA Force. That's why it's expensive, because it's the real deal. BioPQQ is found in comets, by the way. It's stardust. It's magic stuff. So check it out, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank MSNBC, CNN, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and over 1,000 other publications for attacking our supplements. We have computer graphs showing it. You don't have big audiences, But one thing liberals are right about is supplements, so they know how good they are. They go look up our stuff and go, man, that's a great brand. That's a great lung cleanse. That's a great iodine. I remember good liberals, you know, at Barton Springs like 20 years ago going, Alex, whatever, what are you drinking that water jug? Oh, iodine, it's so good for you. And, you know, the guy's some Olympic swimmer who's like an anti-war hippie. That's a real liberal, not you, you know, the fascist, if you're watching laughing. And they're the reason we were so successful, is just researching what liberals wanted. So they actually, the last 3 or 4 years attacking our supplements, grew our market share like 30%. I mean, a big part of funding new studios and more crew was the media, because we can watch it in the graph attacking us. They actually gave us their viewers, who happen to be folks that are right about supplements. They're wrong about a lot of other stuff. But liberals are like, we don't want radiation. You know, we don't want fluoride. We don't want GMO. We don't want glyphosate. Well, I'm right with you, because the studies are clear. You're right. Roundup ain't good for you. It'll give you breast cancer, testicular cancer. It's bad. It'll kill you. So, you know, we've got known supplements that are known to strip that out of the body. It's just crazy. It's crazy how they've done these big month-long jags attacking us. Look, they sell snake oil. Like, oh, Alex Jones is a snake oil salesman. And then everybody knows that this isn't the Rockefellers, that they were snake oil salesmen that would sell heroin in bottles and say, this will cure you of a headache. This will cure you of depression. Well, of course it will. You drink heroin, you're going to be laid out for 5 hours. We don't sell heroin. Snake oil was heroin. But I love how people we're fighting got in power selling snake oil, and we're just selling good old-fashioned high-quality supplements. Mother Nature. There's studies out about cancer lowering when you take one aspirin a day and heart disease. Everybody knows that. Aspirin's an incredible drug, like marijuana. It's an incredible plant. I don't sell an aspirin drug. We probably should. But the point I'm getting at here is these plants have values. And so thank you all for your support. Just briefly, and then I'm going to get to this other report, and then I come back into that fellow there at the Shia LaBeouf facility. Solutions from Science has the next generation PPX model available. This new model has 60% more power. You can charge or run most of your electronic devices. It can jump start 10 buses in a row. Solutions from Science PPX allows you to create your own private power grid at your home or even in a remote location. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. If you do buy one right now, you'll also use promo code Alex at the checkout, and they'll give you a second one absolutely free. That's a second energy unit free. Find out what the PPX is. They wrote this out. It's a great product, but that's what they want to say, so fine. privatepowergrid.com. They'll find out about that today. We're about to end a special 10% off as well on the Secret 12 methylcobalamin vitamin B12 under the tongue. And we are also 20% on Roger Stone's book. Oh, and that's a side issue. Roger, 2 weeks ago when the book came out, announced, I'm going to sign all the books that Alex sells. And then we've been waiting for him to send us stuff. We got a few thousand signatures. Thousands more are coming. And so we got like 10,000 people saying, I want my book right now. So we make the announcement right now. We're all about shipping you stuff next day. But when I'm dealing with somebody else, we can't do that. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mail everybody the book for the next 2 days. And then if you're really upset and you want the signature, we will, when it comes in, we'll mail you that to stick in the book. And we're sending everybody that ordered the book a 15% promo code off stuff as well. Because people are like, next day delivery, they want it. We love you. We appreciate you getting a piece of history. But I'm not mad at Roger, but that's how that train wreck started. We've learned not to do those train wrecks here, you know, shipping stuff for 20 years. But that's going on with the book. It's very popular. And so I'm just saying now, all future books are not going to be signed by me. Everything previous, if you want a signed plate, you'll get it. But who cares? You want the book. Now, speaking of plugging, and then I'm going to finish up, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And there's like a 6-minute video that's gone super viral that Milo put out, millions of views, of a black man in New York going up to the Shia LaBeouf video camera that got shut down now because of violence, and saying the answer in 1984 is 1776. But you read the quotes of what he said, it's powerful. And the transcript's up on Infowars.com, and he's sporting the shirt, which I designed 6-7 years ago, and it's not even one of our best sellers. It should be. It's one of my favorites. It says the answer in 1984 is 1776. And that explains it all. The answer of the 1984 Society. On the back it says Infowars.com. A great shirt. And I want this gentleman to reach out to us. We'd like to get him on as a guest. So please, sir, show tips at Infowars.com. Please contact us. We'd love to have you on the show and send you all the T-shirts you'd ever want. But, man, he tears them up. Now, he exposes the whole thing, but here's just part of where he... And the two liberals there can't even talk. They're not talking before he even shows up. So here it is.
I'm sick of this. He's not dividing us. This is propaganda. Edward Bernays, read the book. Read it. Edward Bernays, propaganda. 101. I'm tired of it. I love America. You got that? I love America. And I appreciate a point of opposite views. That's what this country is about. Opposite views. You want to live under totalitarian where they tell you how to think? This is not 1984. It's 1776 worldwide. Get used to it. You Berkeley anarchists, you are scum. Just like Black Lives Matter. You got that? All lives matter.
You know, we've got to ourselves put the whole speech up. That guy's all just on target, and it's beautiful. It's just crazy. It's like, you ever heard of other views? Like, if they were arresting liberal filmmakers, I'd be totally freaked out. I supported Michael Moore in his film exposing Bush and the war. And then he's just like, oh, yeah, you know. And the Young Turks are, like, arguing for the arrest of, you know, the filmmaker that made America 2016, Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, I've seen, like, hour-long debates with him and the Turks when they're, like, calling him a criminal and stuff. It's like, because he got five of his friends to donate to his friend to run for Senate, which isn't even illegal. He just didn't sign the paperwork. It's sick. So, personally, that's my favorite shirt, other than Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Works. And it's never been a big seller. I wish listeners would make it a big hit shirt. It says it all. People are going to ask you, well, what's that mean? Well, the answer to 1984 is 1776. I mean, the answer to 1984 world is freedom. Doesn't mean 1776 was perfect, but it meant we were trying to do something. And man, I know people, look, Trump just wants wealth. Trump wants to make you rich. The globalists think you're trash. They don't think you deserve it. They want to make you poor. They say that in their own reports. That's what's so frustrating. It hurts me to see this type of racism being created. Because I'm tired of people that are preying on folks getting away with stuff like this. People that are trying to start a war with Russia. Trying to say that. You know, I start getting tears in my eyes because I'm scared of losing these people. I hate con artists and scumbags. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to break their necks. And not out of some wish for violence, just because I'm tired of being pushed around and seeing innocent people get chewed up. Humanity can do anything, but we've got to start letting people go through experiences, letting people go through crises, and learning to just deal with each other and not have some big nanny state that aim of stopping all these problems, because all it's meant to do is make the problems worse. Now, I want to say something at the intro of this Paul Watson video that's extremely powerful and is entitled, I want to say something at the start of this extremely important Paul Watson report he's put out that's titled, Conservatism is the New Counterculture. And I want to point out here that Paul could have gone further in his report to show how modern conservatism is the answer to the establishment liberalism by showing the numbers of, when I checked 2 days ago, Paul, on his Facebook, my Facebook, and our YouTubes, had 18 million plus views. We had, all of us together at InfoWars, on top of that, another 20-something million. That's close to 40 million views, separate from terrestrial radio and everything else we're doing. I mean, that's, nobody does that week after week. We're doing it. Paul Watson gets more views than Gavin McGinnis, Milo, and everybody else combined. And I'm not in competition with them. I love the fact they're viral and my kids listen to them and people are waking up. The point is that InfoWars is a wrecking ball to the globalist. Yeah, that's just Paul's YouTube, I think. Go to his Facebook, go to my Facebook. He's got one video with 11 million views, one with 5 million, one with 4 million. Do them. I think it's like actually 19 million now. The point is that we are dominating these people, but I think to use the term conservative is not even right. It's just free thinkers. Let's go to the special report. Here it is.
Having lost the political argument, leftists are desperately clinging to this idea that they have the monopoly on cool and that no countercultural movement could ever be created by the right. In fact, I've never seen so many members of the lefty Twitterati so triggered as when I tweeted, "Conservatism is the new counterculture." So I tweeted it again and again and again. And again,
I'm triggered.
Seriously, I know the word triggered gets overused now, but this was a deluge of butthurt. What are they so afraid of? Well, as Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. Most young people who aren't paying attention to the news get their opinions from celebrities. Hollywood and the entertainment industry viciously polices the boundaries of accepted opinion so that anyone who strays from the leftist orthodoxy is ostracized and excommunicated. They're all for diversity. Until it comes to diversity of thought. And that's why celebrities are so f***ing boring. None of them dare express an original opinion. Because if they did, they'd be hounded out of a career by their intolerant peers. I mean, look at Eminem. He used to be happy to offend absolutely everyone. Christians, lesbians, feminists, the gay lobby. Now he's calling Donald Trump a bitch. Oh, how daring. That's so controversial. I mean, it's not like every other virtue-signaling twat in Hollywood and the music industry is doing exactly the same thing, is it? But the left is starting to lose their omnipotent control of counterculture. Why? Well, counterculture used to be intrinsically leftist because the right had political power. It was a natural counterbalance. But up until very recently, the right had been getting its ass kicked in the culture war for decades. So now we have a whole new generation emerging who have no memory whatsoever of the right being in political power or having any dominance in the culture war. All they've experienced is the left's total domination of the culture war and their intellectual intolerance of anyone who goes against the grain. So for teenagers and 20-somethings, all they've ever known is having dominant culture fed to them by the left. So it comes down to this. You can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. That's why conservatism, or a particular brand of it, is becoming the new counterculture. It's a natural progression. And you can see this new phenomenon beginning to emerge when you look at Generation Z. Teenagers born after the year 2000 are the most conservative generation since World War II. 14% of 14 and 15-year-olds said they had a conservative outlook, compared to 2% of millennials and just 1% of Gen Xers. That's a huge difference, and it's only going to grow. We're red-pilling Generation Z. The tsunami of positive messages I get from teenagers every single day telling me about how it was my videos that turned them from being a social justice warrior, a Black Lives Matter supporter, to becoming a conservative is staggering. They're sick to the back teeth of being forced to sit in classes about gender studies or colonialism and browbeaten about their original sin of being male, being white, or being a Westerner. Young people are rebelling against this stifling safe space trigger warning PC attitude in droves. Conservatism is the new counterculture. Why? Because progressives are the new Puritans. They're completely joyless and authoritarian. In the 1970s, the Christian right protested to try and shut down Sex Pistols concerts. They called on radio stations, venues, and TV networks to no-platform the Pistols because they found them offensive.
No. What was the rude word?
In 2017, it's the politically correct obsessed left that campaigns and riots to no platform and shut down conservatives for being offensive. The right-wing temper tantrum over the Sex Pistols back in the 70s only made the pistols more taboo, more avant-garde, and therefore more counterculture. And we're seeing the same effect now, only in reverse. What happened after the Berkeley riots? Milo's book sales surged by over 12,000%, with the book having already skyrocketed to number one on Amazon because the left had a temper tantrum. Your joyless, censorious, puritanical persecution of Milo is exactly what's turned him into a complete rock star. After his Twitter ban, Milo became more counterculture than ever before, because Silicon Valley doesn't represent the counterculture. It's been in place so long now that it's the new establishment. Conservatism is the new punk rock, and you've only got yourselves to blame, you complete idiots. And obviously I don't mean conservatism like Mitch McConnell conservatism. I'm not talking about old establishment Republicans. If you prefer, you can think of it as cultural libertarianism. But whatever you want to call it, this is the new counterculture. Everything that the left had has gone completely stagnant. This is the only countercultural movement that's definable, that's going anywhere, that resonates with anyone. And that's why the regressive left is terrified. Oh yeah, and don't come at me with a bunch of obscure movements within music or popular culture to try and debunk me, okay? Barely anyone has ever heard of those movements. We're the ones who are resonating. The other thing is, I don't know what it is about this profile image, but it triggers the holy hell out of leftists. I was actually going to change it for 2017, but after I saw how much they can't stand it, I'm keeping it forever. I also made it more triggering by adding Trump and an executive order that says conservatism is the new counterculture.
Your avatar versus what you really look like.
Yeah, Superman versus Clark Kent. Oh yeah, and you look like this. When your dog is more attractive than you, probably wise to stop throwing stones from within that glass house.
You want to talk about fake news? The state of your profile pic compared to what you actually look like.
Oh, so you really want to turn this into a beauty contest? Okay, so we've got the likes of Milo, Crowder, Lauren, Marion, Tomy, and yours truly. Who've you got? Michael Moore? Lena Dunham? Amy Schumer? Madonna? Cenk Uygur? Yeah, good luck with that. Studies show that conservatives are more attractive. And that's another reason why we're taking over the counterculture. Because no matter how much you try and make it that way, being fat and ugly isn't cool. Studies also show that 92% of left-wing activists live with their parents and 90% are single. In other words, leftists are statistically far more likely to be complete losers who spend all day masturbating alone in their mom's basements.
It's a weapon.
And that's not cool either. So when Generation Z sees smart, attractive, rebellious, daring, successful people pissing off the Puritans, pissing off the authoritarians at school who lecture them all day about what they can and can't say and how they should behave, obviously, they're naturally going to be drawn to us. That's why we're resonating so much with young people. That's why conservatism is the new punk rock. Conservatism is the new counterculture.
Bing, 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 bing.
I'm triggered.
Every video ordered ends with bing, bong, bing, bing, bing. That's like the signature of the victory. Like in thousands of years, like they'll know that was the signal of victory. Bing, bong, bing, 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 boom, boom, bing, bing. David Knight's coming up. I got one more important report I want to get to that's very powerful. Why I Left the Left, Prager University, that's coming up, and much, much more. I wouldn't call this even left or right. The left, though, is a very authoritarian group. It's globalist social engineering. It's declassified, cooked up by the big think tanks, the CIA, and it has created an unmitigated mess. By the way, I'm not saying you're bad, you're fat. I've been fat. The point is they're telling you to try to stay as fat as possible and then hate everyone else. It's like this misery loves company type paradigm. All right, fourth hour with David Knight and more coming up. But I've got more to say straight ahead in 70 seconds. Infowars.com is a ton of breaking news. It's a whole other dimension of the show. Get those articles.
Visit GCNY.com today.